Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? How are you doing?
Yes,
hi sir. Thanks for getting connected our eBay headquarters, and my name is John. So how may I help you?
Not too bad. I just got a message on my phone saying that the $290 is going to come out of one of my accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From eBay, but I don't know where the money is going to. I haven't bought anything on eBay.
Okay,
was it $290 or $280?
$299, but around the
$300. Yeah, okay. So who's taking the money?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to just hold the line. I will check our server first, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Yes, main thing is that your number, first of all, I just confirm that this is your number, 041-7784526, that's your number?
Yes.
Okay. This number is belong to you for that purchase order for 2 iTunes gift card yesterday morning around the 7:32 a.m. So if you want to purchase this order, or you want to cancel this order right now?
When was it purchased?
Yesterday morning for 7:32 a.m. around that.
Yeah, no, cancel. No,
do you want to cancel, right? So I think that someone
else.
Yeah,
but who?
Yeah, someone else has used your phone number and created that fraud account. So I will have to choose if you want to cancel, and I will provide our eBay cancellation ID through online. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So you just confirm that, sir, which mobile phone you have, because I will provide that our cancellation to you
okay,
online.
Yeah.
So which mobile phone you have?
Yeah, 041.
No, not for
number.
I know that your number, 041-7784526. That's correct.
Yep.
But I will tell to you which mobile phone, or for that using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone.
Android.
Why I'm asking that, sir, because, sir, I will provide our cancellation ID to your mobile phone, and you want to cancel, so come follow by step, and after that, cancel it for your account, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So I will guide you how to cancel, so you just put on your loudspeaker first.
Okay.
Yes?
Hello.
And after that, yes, I'm there. And after that, put on your loudspeaker, you go to Play Store, okay?
Number 2?
You put on your loudspeaker?
Yep.
And after that, put on your loudspeaker, you go to Play Store, okay?
Play Store?
Play Store. You go to Play Store? You open a Play Store?
No. What Play Store?
You just open it all menu for camera, gallery, all menu is open.
Yeah.
Why
do you go to Play Store?
Yeah, that's right. You just open it that?
Yeah, why? Why Play Store?
Because, sir, I will provide our cancellation ID, so that's why I will provide our cancellation software, okay? Cancellation application.
Through Play Store?
Yes, you open the Play Store right now?
Sure.
Yes, obviously, sir. You open it that?
Yes.
And after that open, very top of the page, can you see that for long search bar, for search for apps or games?
Yep.
What can you see? Very top of the page? Yes.
Search for app. Yep.
Search for apps or games. Just tap that search panel. Just click that search panel.
Yep.
And after just click search panel, it's type over there, letter E. E as an eagle, letter E.
E. Yep.
B as a bow, letter B.
Yep.
A as Australia, letter A.
Yep.
Y as a Yankee, letter Y. Okay?
Yeah, eBay.
And eBay, and given space, and after that given space.
Yep.
And after that given space, you type letter A. A as Australia, letter A.
Yeah, do you want to try your app?
Yes. Yeah, single A, yes. And after that single A, N. N as a Nancy, single N.
Australia?
No, this single A, sir. Single A.
A.
Yes. And after that A, N. N as a Nancy, letter N.
Hang on, I'm just having trouble understanding
you. Okay. I will start up.
eBay,
and after that eBay, given space, okay?
Yep.
And after that given space, you type ANY, A for Australia, N for Nancy. Yes.
Yep.
N. ANY. Yes, Y as a Yankee.
Yep.
And after that, any, D-E-S-K, desk, D for Delta,
yep.
E for Eagle.
Any desk.
Yes,
any
that's
desk.
Right. And what
any
is the any desk? Any desk? Yes, that's
yep.
correct. And this software, too, I will provide our cancellation code. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
You just properly install that?
Yes.
And your installation is properly completed, so do you let me know, okay?
Yeah, okay, one second. But then just install that one, in that app.
Can you see that red color? Yes, just install that.
Okay.
And your installation is properly completed. Can you see that some security question is comes up, okay? So just confirm that, okay?
Can you tell me where the money is? Who was trying to take the money?
Your money is not taken out right now. Your money is hold, okay? This is a pending process, okay? You not want to cancel, so after that your money is auto-deducted, okay? Okay, so your installation is done.
I just got it out now.
And after that your installation is complete, and after that installation is completed, can you see that open option, okay?
Open the option.
Your installation is done, so can you see that open option comes up, okay?
Okay.
Your installation is done? Sorry?
Yep. All right, and what do you say?
Your installation is complete? Your installation is complete?
Yes, thank you.
Just confirm that, what can you see exactly?
Just the NTPS plugin, Internet 1, and then desktop software, and then I'm still.
Yes, and your installation is complete?
Yeah, I think so. So can I go out and then it should be on my phone, where my app is? And then I just confirm it. So I should be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now back out.
Hello? What can you see?
Yeah, it's not finished yet, I don't know.
Okay. Now, and how much percentage is going on? How much percentage is going?
What will be called now?
Okay, so just hold the line because our senior talk with you. Okay, just hold the line for a few seconds, okay?
Hello.
How are you going?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for being on hold, sir. Your call is connected to the senior technician. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today? Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague makes you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yes, good.
Okay, not a problem, sir. For
it's hard to understand.
I'm going to guide you.
It's hard to understand you and your colleagues.
What happened, sir? Will you please let me know?
Yes, just the English, hard to understand your English.
The thing is that we are going to help you to cancel that transaction which is not made by you. So will you please let me know one thing, what you can see on your mobile right now?
She asked me to go to Play Store and then download eBay AnyDesk.
Okay, so and that's what you can see.
Yeah, and then there's three apps on my phone now.
Okay, what is the first one?
Any dash remove desktop.
You click
and
on that.
Click on that one. Yes,
and after that, you can see a green color bar which says get or install. Give a click on that. When you get to see open, please let me know. And by the meantime, you can do one thing. You can be handy with a piece of paper and a pen. So when you get to see a cancellation ID, you need to write down the ID on the piece of paper, okay?
Okay, so I need the cancellation ID?
Yes, what you can see right now, do you see open?
No, it said something went wrong, try again.
Okay, give a click on get one more time.
Yeah. Get a pen and some paper. So the any desktop remove?
Yeah, any desk remote desktop. Do you see get or install? Or you can see open.
Install.
Yes. Wait. When the installation is complete, you can see open. Okay.
Open. Yes.
Do you see open?
Yes, I did. You want
me to open and then tap on open and then tell me what you can see.
Yes, it's been trying.
What you can see?
It's okay now. Private statement.
Yes. So go to the very bottom down. You can see agree and continue. Do you see that?
No, it says cancel or confirm. So they need to say, other things I have read and agreed to all these terms and conditions.
Click on confirm. Click on confirm. Click on confirm.
You won't let me hang on. Now will. All right.
Click on confirm.
Yeah.
Now what you can see? Now what you can see?
Hang on, I just go back. I have to open it again. The internet dropped out, so I'll just try again, okay? You just be patient. My internet access to where I am is a bit slow, okay?
Now when you tap on open, what you can see?
Looking above the street, of the area outside.
Can you please
read out
for me what you can see?
You want the code? The code? Address code,
No need to give me the code right now. First, you need to write down the code, the cancellation code on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Now, when you've done that, please let me know, sir, when you've written down the ID, the cancellation ID on the piece of paper.
It has on my screen now, it has any desk, and it says your address.
Write down your address, which is your cancellation ID. Yes, write down the number.
Yes, the number.
When you written down the ID on the piece of paper, please let me know, okay?
Yes, I've got that down, yeah.
Now, you need to read out the cancellation ID slowly, so we can go ahead and activate that. Okay, confirm me the number.
Yep. Do you want the number?
Yes.
It says 3 double zero.
300?
Yep. 500?
500?
Yep. 994.
994. It's 300-500-994, right?
Yep. Right.
Just underneath that number, first of all, we need to provide you a security password for that. So just underneath that number, do you see something which says set password? Do you see that?
Yep.
Click on that and then tell me what you can see. Click on set password and then tell me what
comes up with interest access.
Not that one. Scroll down a little bit and you can see something which says permission profile. If you can see that, permission profile, click on permission profile. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now when you give up your permission profile, you can see default, screen sharing, full access, unattended. Click on full access so you can get a full security. You click on that, full access. Now when you give up your full access, what you can see?
It says full profile access. Personal password.
Click on set password. Now when you give a click on set password, you can see it's asking for the password right now, right?
No, it's not. It won't let me click on it.
Okay, do you see enable unattended? Do you see enable unattended? Click on that. Enable, click on that. And now you see it's asking for the password.
Yes, set password,
Now let me tell you, sir, the password will be all in smaller cases without any space. The password will be all in smaller cases without any space. S as in sugar, S.
Yep.
E as in Edward, letter E.
Yep.
C as in Charlie, letter C.
Yep.
U as in unicorn, letter U.
Yep.
R as in Romeo, letter R.
Yep.
E as in Edward, letter E.
Yep.
Number 3.
Yep.
Number 2.
Yep.
Number 1. Number 0. Have you done that?
Yep.
Now, when you've done that, give a click on apply or confirm. Click on that,
apply,
you're okay. Click on OK.
Yep.
Now what you can see?
Back to set password, that same page prior to that.
Now wait for a second, sir. When we are going to activate this cancellation ID for you, shortly you are going to get a verification message, right, like that, start now for the ID activation purpose. If you get to see any verification message like start now, please let me know, okay, on that time.
Yep.
So just wait for a second. If you can see any verification message, click on start now. Just wait for a second. Now what you can see, sir, will you please let me know one more time?
Yep. It's the same page as before we set the password.
Okay, and you can see something start now. Do you see that? Start now.
No.
If you get to, If you get to see that, please let me know. Okay. If you can see start now, please tap on start now. If you can see start now, click on start now for the ID activation purpose. Click on that. Start now.
Yeah.
Now when you click on start now, you can see something which says close. Give a click on close.
Yep.
Click on close.
Yep.
Now as you can see close, again give a click on close.
Yep. Mission profile close, yep.
Click on close.
Close.
Yep. Yes. Now when you give a click on close, have a look on the very top left hand corner. You can see the arrow which is pointing leftward. Give a click on that arrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what you can see, sir, will you please let me know one thing?
Come back to Commissioner Vision, please, where you can't see. Yeah, it comes up with desktop and then remote address.
Okay, you can see eBay cancellation department. Now, go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages.
Yes.
You can see that you are talking. Yes, good. No need to open the any desk. You can see that you are talking to eBay cancellation department and we are going to help you to cancel the transaction which is not made by you. Okay. So go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen.
Yep.
Now when you are in the home screen of your mobile, will you please let me know one thing? What type of do you have any eBay application on your mobile? Do you have? If you have an eBay application on your mobile, please open that eBay application.
Yeah, eBay cancellation department.
No.
Any dish running?
I'm just asking you. Do you have any eBay application on your mobile? Do you have an eBay application?
Okay, eBay app?
Yes, do you have that? Open that.
Okay, now just go to the notification in the corner.
No, now let me tell you, sir, when you are in the eBay application, have a look on the very top left hand corner. You can see three bar. Give a click on that three bar. Now, I want you to scroll down a little bit and you will get to see something which says payments. If you can see that payments, please give a click on payments. If you can see that.
Yes, click on that one.
Click on that payment. Yes.
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on your payments, you will get to see one more page came up on the screen which says welcome. And if you can see continue, tap on continue. And then tell me what you can see when you give a click on continue.
Okay. Then it says payment options.
And you can see there was a PayPal or some banking card was attached there from where this grocer is trying to make a purchase.
So first of all, do one thing, sir.
Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen of your mobile. And if you have a email, check it. Please go ahead and open the email and just check that. Do you receive any verification email right now? Can you go ahead and check that?
From eBay?
Yes.
I have a notification from eBay,
Yes, or any of the your banking notification that any money,
I have a notification from eBay.
Okay, and will you please let me know one thing, sir? If you want to check that any money was deducted from your account or not, how you go ahead and do that? Because we can see that the transaction was made for $299. So if you want to check that any money was deducted from your account or not, how you do that? Do you do online banking?
Yeah, I have to.
So can you do one thing? Can you go ahead and log into your online banking and just check that? Do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299? And if you can see any transaction, please let me know. So we can go ahead and cancel the transaction which is not made by you.
Okay.
I'm just holding the line for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm just talking with my accounts department. Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm just talking with my can you give me a minute, sir? Let me talk with my accounts department for a minute. Can you give me a 1 minute?
Yes.
Okay, are you there, sir?
Yep.
Like, as we got a verification message from our accounts department, there was a the transaction was made. Oh, why? Call kar gaya. Hello?
Yep, I'm here. Yes.
Okay, not a problem.
So when was the money supposed to take out?
Yeah, the transaction was in pending right now. We just got a verification message from our accounts department. So first of all, will you please do one thing, sir? Can you try to go ahead and log into your online banking one more time? I do believe that we can see in our server the transaction was made with the help of BOQ Bank. So do you deal with any BOQ Bank?
Bank of Queensland?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
no money's coming out.
Okay, because we sent you a cancellation request right now from our accounts department. So you just need to go ahead and check your accounts one more time. And if you can see any cancellation request, please let me know, okay? I'm holding the line for you. Any request like eBay cancellation desk or anything like that, if you can see anything, please let me know. Please check and let me know.
Yeah, I'll check now.
Can you check your Bank of Queensland one more time?
Yeah, but no money's come out. You there?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Here, sir. I'm just here, sir. Will you please let me know,
yep.
Do you check your Bank of Queensland? Do you receive any notification? Do you receive any kind of like any cancellation request?
I don't think so, not yet. I'll just double check again, okay?
Okay, just check that. Do you receive any cancellation request? Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just checking now.
Okay.
No, there's nothing.
Okay. There. Okay. So as we talk with our accounts department, sir, we just got a verification message that there were some fraudsters trying to get into your details, and they're just trying to make a fraud purchase in your name. So what we will do, sir, I will simply go ahead and connect this call to our security department of eBay, who will help you to block all those person who is trying to get into your banking details or your eBay details, and they will help you to block all those person and cancel the pending transaction which is not made by you, okay?
Yes,
okay. So I just want you to be on hold for a minute. Let me connect this call. And nice to talk with you, sir. As you cooperate with me, please try to cooperate with him so he can help you to block all those person, okay? Okay,
wait.
Wait, sir, you can hold. caller.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer over here. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. Now, I believe that you're having a booth with the eBay department, and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, may I know that what conversation that you had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what you have understand? What you have understand after spoken to the eBay department that what is going on your personal details?
What was going on? Well, they rung me saying that someone tried to access my bank to take money out from eBay. They said it was on eBay, where I haven't made a purchase. They said it was around 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning, but I haven't made a purchase on there. And they said they will cancel it, so they said they've cancelled it. I've checked my bank, and there's no money has come out yet, so I believe it should be okay. Because I do, when I shop on eBay, I use PayPal. So.
Okay, now could you just tell me that when did you last time you used your card for making any purchase from...
It would have been, on Sunday, I used eBay to make a purchase in, I think it was California, I think the product comes from, and it says it's been paid for. The money did come out of my account for that, but the product hasn't been spent yet. But I just got a thing before on my phone, a notification on eBay. Give me one moment. And it's been sent now, so... But that wasn't the amount that guy was talking about. He said it was $299. The purchase I made on Sunday was $285, I think, I believe. So.
Okay. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who are using your network and who are misusing with your details and with your information. They are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. Now, I believe you haven't made any purchase that the eBay department has mentioned to you, correct? You have already mentioned that you haven't made this a transaction. Now, the question arrives here, if you haven't done this, then who is doing this in behalf of you? Because somebody else, they are using your card details and your personal information for doing this sort of cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Okay. Now, that is the reason why your call has been connected to us, because it's not about only $200 or $300. It is about your hard and soul money. I don't want that without your permission, anyone can take any money out of your bank account, because they have already tried to make some purchases from your account already for several times. Now, we need to go ahead and we need to change all these things for you. Now, could you just tell me the debit card that you're using, is it linked with the bonus interest saving account, the first account or the second account, which is belongs to the debit card?
Yeah, I believe the debit card.
Credit card. Bonus interest savings account, or is it belongs to the second account?
Credit card.
I'm not talking about the credit card, I'm talking about your debit card.
Your debit card, no, I don't use that for eBay.
No, not for the eBay, because through that debit card, the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted. So, is it the second account which is belongs to, the debit card is belongs to the second account or the first account which is registered as bonus interest savings?
Yeah, it'd be the second.
Okay. All right. Now, the thing is that the money that you have got on the first account, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. So you can do one thing. You can transfer your funds from your first account to your savings account.
Yeah. The first bonus account, I can't access. Yeah.
Sure.
It's a direct debit. It's a locked account.
Okay, I'll guide you how we can do that. Can you just log in into your account?
Yeah. So what are you trying to say? I don't understand. You want me to take money from one account
yes.
to another account? What for?
Yes, right. Because
why?
The first account that you have got, it is no longer safe and secure, and the money is
yes.
already been charged from your account already. So we need to go ahead and we need to put the service
yes.
on
that. That first account?
Yeah.
The first account? The savers mm-hmm. interest account? Bonus interest account? That one?
Yes, right.
I have two of them. Okay? That
yeah,
first
so we,
bonus interest. Are you listening to me? I'll try and explain to you. Okay? The interest bonus account? That one? Alright? That is not linked to any eBay or anything account. Okay? That one is a fixed account. Money can't come out, only money can go in. Okay? The other one is just a normal savings account.
And from which the debit card that you have got, it is belongs to the second account?
No. The third account.
No, I'm not talking about the credit card. I'm talking about your debit
yeah.
card.
Yeah, that's not linked to eBay, that one.
I'm not talking about eBay, like which account
yeah, okay.
it belongs to the second account it is belongs to, or it is belongs to the first account?
Yeah, both the same bank.
Okay, now you do one thing, you just open up the Play Store, go to the Play Store.
Yep.
Now on the Play Store, search on the top bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin, did you say?
Yeah, bitcoin.com. Now through this Bitcoin application, the money that has been already been charged from your account, but it's not showing you on your statement because it is a fraudulent transaction, so it will gonna appear on your statement after 24 hours. Now put the put there bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, BIT.
Give me a moment. BIT. Yep. Bitcoin. Did you say?
Yeah, Bitcoin altogether. Bitcoin. COIN.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, can you see anything came up like Bitcoin and crypto DeFi wallet?
Bitcoin wallet?
Bitcoin and crypto DeFi wallet.
Bitcoin, crypto, and DeFi wallet? Is that what you mean?
Bitcoin and crypto, DeFi
yes.
wallet.
Yeah.
Give a click on that. I give a click on
okay.
install.
Okay.
Now through this Bitcoin application, we will gonna provide you the funds which has already been charged from your credit card, and the amount was about $499.
$499. Okay, before they said it was $299.
Yeah, there were two transactions which has been happened, and the $499, it is the most recent transaction which has already been charged. So that is the reason. Now you will supposed to get the money from the eBay security server, and through this Bitcoin wallet, we will gonna provide you the funds. Now, can you see any option open?
Yes, no, it's still yet. Okay, open?
Yes, give a click on open.
Yes, not installed yet.
Okay, when your installation
yes,
has
yes.
been
I'm gonna, I'm gonna have to go because I need to go to work now.
Okay, just give me
okay.
10 minutes more. 10 minutes more.
Yeah, sorry. I need to go now. I'm late already.
We need 10 minutes so that we can go ahead and proceed further. Now, give a click on open. Follow the procedure. It will be done within short.
Okay. Okay, sorry, man. I have to go. I'll be late for work.
So when you will be free? When should
I'll
I give
get back to you? Or I'll see. I'll deal with this through my bank. Okay,
sorry?
And they can deal with it. All right, you have a good day.